The Irish government should have known this was going to be an issue after Brexit, where the British government are reasserting control over what they see as their waters. But this is going to put a new emphasis on an agreement that was done out of the gaze of publicity between the Irish government and the British government a short number of years ago. And I believe in that agreement, the Irish government shockingly ceded sovereignty over the Rockall Basin, the entire area, to the UK government. That has led to these problems, and there's going to be serious questions for our government following yet again this escalation of conflict over fishing rights around Rockall.
And do you think at the moment that it is too late to turn back time on this?
I believe that a number of years ago, a short number of years ago, our government negotiated away our right to fish around Rockall in a way that the Icelandic government didn't. The Icelandic government challenged the British government's claim, and we, in my opinion, signed off on it. It was never ratified by the Houses of the Oireachtas, and I intend to bring this to the fore again now, because this is the problem that leads to the British government asserting its control. It's the weakness of our governments to stand up for Irish interests.